Chapter 9. The Shoemaker and the Elves. A shoemaker had become so poor that he had nothing left but the leather for one pair of shoes. In the evening, he cut out the shoes he wished to make the next morning. He lay down quietly in his bed, entrusted himself to God, and fell asleep. In the morning, after he had said his prayers, he was going to sit down to work. The two shoes stood quite finished on his table. He did not know what to think. He took the shoes into his hands to observe them closer. They were neatly made, with not one bad stitch in them. It was as if they were meant to be a masterpiece. Before long, a buyer came. The shoes pleased him so much that he paid more for them than usual. The shoemaker was able to purchase the leather for two pairs of shoes with the money. He cut them out at night. The next morning, he was about to set to work with fresh courage. He had no need to do so. When he got up, the shoes were already made. Buyers gave him enough money to buy leather for four pairs of shoes. Again the following morning, the shoemaker found four pairs of shoes were made. And so it went. What he cut out in the evening was finished by the morning. He soon had his honest independence again, and at last became a wealthy man. One evening, not long before Christmas, the man said to his wife, "What if we were to stay up tonight to see who lends us this helping hand?" The woman liked the idea and lit a candle. They hid themselves in a corner of the room, behind some hanging clothes, and watched. When it was midnight, two little naked men came and sat down by the shoemaker's table. They began to stitch, sew, and hammer so skillfully and quickly that the shoemaker could not stop watching. They did not stop until all was done. Then they ran quickly away. The next morning the woman said, "The little men have made us rich. We really must show we are grateful for it. They run about and have nothing on. They must be cold. I will make them little shirts, coats, vests, and trousers, and I will knit them each a pair of stockings. You make them two little pairs of shoes." "I shall be very glad to do it," said the man. When everything was ready, the shoemaker and his wife laid their presents on the table. Then they hid to see how the little men would behave. At midnight, the little men came bounding in and wanted to get to work. They did not find any leather cut out, only the pretty little pieces of clothing. They were at first astonished and then delighted. They put on the beautiful clothes and sang, "Now we are boys so fine to see, why should we longer cobblers be?" They danced and skipped and leaped over chairs and benches. At last, they danced out of door. From that time forth, they came no more. But as long as the shoemaker lived, all went well with him, and all his efforts prospered.